Music Doodoo Classical Bedtime presents George Frederick Handel and the Musical Barge. Close your eyes. Listen. Somewhere in the darkness, 50 musicians are tuning their instruments. Water laps against wooden hulls. Lanterns flicker on the Thames. And a very, very grumpy king is about to get the surprise of his life. Tonight we're travelling back 300 years to London, to a night when music floated across the water like magic, and a clever composer used his melodies to say the one thing he couldn't say with words. I'm sorry. Our composer's name was George Frederick Handel. He was German, brilliantly talented. And he had a problem, a royal problem. You see, before King George I came to rule England, Handel had worked for him back in Germany. And one day, Handel asked permission to visit London for a little while. The king said yes, but only for a short trip. Handel went to London, and he never came back. He just stayed for years. Imagine if you asked to borrow someone's favourite toy for 5 minutes and then you kept it forever. That person might be a little bit annoyed with you, right? Well, that's exactly how the king felt. And now, suddenly, that same German king had become the King of England, which meant Handel had to see his grumpy old boss every single day. So what do you do when a king is upset with you? If you're Handel, you write the most spectacular music anyone has ever heard, and you make sure the king can't possibly ignore it. Here's what happened. In the summer of 1717, King George planned a royal water party. He would float down the River Thames on his magnificent golden barge, watching the sunset, enjoying the evening breeze. And Handel had a secret plan. He convinced some friends to hire another barge, a whole separate boat, and fill it with 50 of the best musicians in London. The plan? Follow the king's boat down the river, playing music so wonderful that His Majesty would have to forgive him. But here's the clever part. Playing music outdoors is very different from playing in a concert hall. Inside, sound bounces off walls and fills the room. Outside, the wind just carries it away. So Handel chose his instruments like an engineer solving a puzzle. Violins? Too delicate. Their sweet voices would vanish in the breeze. But oboes? Oboes cut through the air like bird calls. And bassoons? Bassoons honk and rumble so loudly you could hear them from the other side of the river. French horns roar. Trumpets pierce the sky. Handel wasn't just writing music, he was building a wall of sound that no wind could blow away. sun is setting over London, painting the sky orange and pink. The king's golden barge glides along the Thames, rowed by strong oarsmen in fancy uniforms. And floating alongside is Handel's musical barge. Lanterns flicker, musicians raise their instruments, and then the music begins. A beautiful aria fills the air, flowing and graceful, like silk ribbons unfolding across the water. This is the kind of music that makes you stop whatever you're doing and just listen. The king leans forward in his seat. His frown begins to soften. Now, here comes one of my favourite parts of the water music. It's called a hornpipe. Do you know what a hornpipe is? It's a dance that sailors used to do. Think of a sailor with wobbly sea legs trying to dance on a tilting deck. The floor keeps lurching beneath him, so he has to hop-skip, hop-skip, just to stay upright. That skipping lurch is the heartbeat of a hornpipe. And isn't that perfect for music played on the water? Handel knew exactly what he was doing. Listen for that bouncy, lurching rhythm in this next piece. Can you feel the skip in every beat? Like a happy sailor dancing under the stars, trying not to fall overboard. Skip rhythm. Could you feel it pulling you along? The king absolutely loved it. He loved it so much that he made the musicians play the entire water music three times that night. The boats floated up the river, then back down, then up again, and the whole time Handel's orchestra kept playing. A newspaper the next day reported that the king was so greatly pleased that he asked for it over and over. 50 musicians playing for hours under the stars. And just like that, Handel was forgiven. The music had done its magic. Pretty clever, right? When words won't work, sometimes the best apology is a melody. Thank you. But the water music wasn't Handel's only grand spectacle. Oh no. 30 years later, he would create something even bigger. 12,000 people gathered in a London park, a stage so enormous it took months to build. Rockets and pinwheels and fountains of fire ready to explode into the night sky. This was the music for the Royal Fireworks, and it was going to be the greatest celebration England had ever seen. But why were they celebrating? In 1748, a long and terrible war finally ended. Countries all across Europe had been fighting for 8 years. 8 years of soldiers marching. 8 years of families worrying. 8 long years. And now, at last, there was peace. King George II wanted to celebrate with the most magnificent party London had ever seen. And who better to write the music than the now famous George Frederick Handel? Handel was 64 years old by now. His hair had turned grey, his eyesight was failing. But his music was still as bold and brilliant as ever. The piece begins with an overture. Do you know what an overture is? It's the music that makes everyone go shh. It's the moment when 12,000 chattering people suddenly fall silent because the orchestra is telling them something wonderful is about to happen. An overture doesn't just start a celebration. It makes your brain sit up and pay attention. Listen to how this one begins. Slow and serious, like a royal announcement. Then it bursts into excitement. Wasn't that grand? You could almost hear it commanding the crowd. Be quiet! Something magnificent is starting! Now the king had a very specific request for Handel. He said, I want only military instruments. Drums and wind instruments. No violins allowed. The king wanted music that would boom across the park and match the explosions of the fireworks. Delicate little violins wouldn't do. So Handel didn't just gather an orchestra, he assembled a musical army. 40 trumpets to pierce the air like silver arrows, 20 French horns to roar like lions, 16 oboes cutting through the night, 16 bassoons rumbling like distant thunder. And so many drums that the ground itself seemed to tremble. Over 100 musicians, all playing instruments that could shake the earth. Though secretly, Handel added a few violins anyway for the rehearsals. He just couldn't resist. The king never found out. One of the most joyful movements is called La Réjouissance, which is French for the rejoicing. It's pure happiness in musical form. Listen for how triumphant it sounds. This is music that shouts, the waiting is over, the hard times have passed, let's celebrate. When this played, 12,000 people in Green Park started cheering and dancing. Strangers hugged each other. Children ran between the crowds laughing. For one perfect moment, everyone was united in joy. But Handel also wrote something quieter, something more thoughtful. He called it La Paix, the peace. Because celebration isn't just about noise and excitement, it's also about gratitude. about remembering what was lost, about hoping the peace will last. This movement is gentler, more tender, like a deep breath after running very fast, like the quiet moment when you realize everything is going to be okay. So different from the rejoicing, isn't it? Soft where the other was loud. Grateful where the other was triumphant. Now here's where our story takes a surprising turn. On the night of the actual fireworks display, things did not go according to plan. The fireworks were supposed to be the stars of the show. But some of them misfired. Others shot off in wrong directions. Rockets went sideways instead of up. And then, disaster. A spark landed on the enormous wooden stage they'd built. Within minutes, flames were licking up the sides. Part of the grand pavilion caught fire. People ran. Firefighters rushed in. Chaos erupted in the park. But you know what didn't fail that night? The music. Handel's orchestra played beautifully, every note perfect. When the smoke cleared and the excitement died down, everyone agreed. The fireworks were a mess, but the music was magnificent. In fact, the public rehearsal a few days before the actual event had been even more popular. 12,000 people showed up just to hear the music, causing the first traffic jam in London's history. Carriages were stuck on London Bridge for 3 hours. That's how much people loved Handel's music. They didn't need the fireworks at all. And that's something wonderful to remember. Handel wrote music for specific moments. A river party, a peace celebration, a royal event. Music that was meant for one night. But the moments have faded into history. The fireworks are long gone. The barges have rotted away. The 12,000 people who stood in Green Park have been gone for centuries. And yet, the music remains. We're still listening to it 300 years later, long after the last sparkler fizzled out. Thank you. George Frederick Handel lived to be 74 years old. By the end of his life, he was completely blind. But he still conducted his own music, feeling the rhythm in his bones, hearing every note in his imagination. He's buried in Westminster Abbey, where kings and queens rest. But I like to think a little part of him is still floating on the Thames, still watching fireworks paint the sky, still filling the night with melodies. Handel understood something important. Music isn't just for quiet concert halls. Music can fill spaces. It can float across rivers and explode into the sky and make 12,000 strangers feel like friends. Music can turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable. So the next time you're at a celebration, a birthday, a holiday, a special day, listen for the music. It might be big and loud like Handel's fireworks, or soft and sweet like a dance on the water. Either way, it's doing what music has always done, turning moments into memories that last forever. Good night, little one. May your dreams float gently on moonlit waves and sparkle with all the colours of 1,000 fireworks.